USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The number just keeps rising. The death count is now more than 6,300 from yesterday's huge earthquake, and what are now more than 300 aftershocks in Turkey and Syria. Several countries are offering aid, including the U.S., two highly skilled search and rescue crews from Los Angeles and Northern Virginia are heading there. Blame or credit when it comes to what President Biden has done in 2 years? As always, it depends on which party you ask. House Republican leader Steve Scalise is in the blame camp because we're all hurting.
Their household electricity bills are through the roof. When they go to the grocery store, they're paying dramatically more for food because of President Biden's extremist agenda and radical spending.
As for what the president can take credit for in tonight's State of the Union address, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is quick with answers.
The American Rescue Plan, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, the CHIPS and Science Act, gun safety legislation for the first time in 30 years, the Respect for Marriage Act.
The economy is certainly on the president's agenda tonight. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is sharing some thoughts on the Fed's efforts to bring down inflation. He tells the Economic Club of Washington the Fed remains flexible.
If the data were to continue to come in stronger than we expect, and we were to conclude that we needed to raise rates more than is priced into the markets or than we wrote down at our last group of forecasts in December, then we would certainly do that.
Powell says while inflation's coming down, it probably won't hit that 2% target until next year. As gas prices begin to trickle down, we're learning just how far up oil company profits are. BP says it made $28 billion last year, more than double its 2021 profits. And somebody in the state of Washington scored a very nice profit in last night's Powerball drawing. The single winning ticket, good for more than $750 million. This is USA News.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
One of the great feel-good stories coming from Super Bowl week so far is the Super Bowl brothers, center Jason Kelce of the Eagles and his younger brother, tight end Travis Kelce of the Chiefs. It's the first time the brothers have played on opposite Super Bowl teams, and at the center of it all is their mother, Donna. She says since both her sons have won Super Bowls, this game will be different.
This is pure joy. This is the first time I'm actually going to be able to enjoy the game. I'm going to be able to go there and just scream my head off no matter who has the ball. You know, I just hope it's a high-scoring game.
Donna Kelce tells MSNBC her boys did not specialize in football as kids. They played everything.
They would rather be outside playing basketball, playing football, playing lacrosse, hockey. I think Jason did a stint with wrestling. It just, they tried it all. And I think this is why they're so well-rounded. They have been able to find things in every single sport to bring to football.
The other notable Super Bowl brother competition was 10 years ago when Jim and John Harbaugh faced each other as head coaches of the 49ers and Ravens. The American Gaming Association's out with its annual Super Bowl numbers. It predicts more than 50 million of us across the USA will place a bet on the game, wagering about $16 billion. That's about double the total money from last year, thanks to more states legalizing sports betting. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no French. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the jumbo truck.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.